Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sesternino here with our Sunday night recap of Big Brother 16 with our special guest tonight, Shelly Moore. And we're going to talk to Shelly in just a moment about everything that happened on tonight's show. But first, I want to take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of Rob as a Podcast, and those are our friends at DraftKings.com, who want you to know football season is right around the corner and you could get your piece of $5 million during kickoff week at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. Now, you've already been scouting players like I have and doing research for your season-long team. Use that knowledge to win instant cash the first week of the season at DraftKings.com. Last year, one player turned $11 into $4,000 in one weekend, and another player won $1 million in one day just playing fantasy football. Fantasy football is exciting, but it's way more exciting at DraftKings.com, where you can win huge cash starting the first week of the season. So don't miss out now in the week one excitement. Reserve your spot now. Bounce over to DraftKings.com, enter promo code ROB, and you'll get free entry into the week one $5 million kickoff bash at DraftKings.com. Bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter ROB now for free entry at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now here's a man who has a third degree black belt in podcasting, Rob Sesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome to our live Sunday night Big Brother recap after episode 27 of Big Brother 16. Can you believe it? Here on Sunday, August 24th, 2014. We have a fantastic show for you guys tonight. First, let me bring in the man who's watching the Big Brother live feeds right now. So you don't have to if you don't want to. Here is Mr. Brian Lynch. Brian, how are you?
I'm great, Rob. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. Very fun weekend. My mom is here. We get to visiting the baby. Everything is very, very fun so far this weekend. But now the real fun is starting, because we're talking with a woman who, making her third appearance, the third season in a row, she's here to recap an episode of Big Brother. Give it up for Shelly Moore. Shelly, how are you?
Great. How are you, Rob?
Oh, fantastic, Shelly. Very excited. I know a lot of people have said that they were really looking forward to this show tonight, so really happy to have you back on.
Well, thanks for having me. I love being with you.
Oh, Shelly, thank you so much. Shelly, first off, how's everything going for you? Everybody good?
Everybody's great. Life is good. School's in. She's been in for a couple weeks, so right back to normal.
Okay. Well, Shelly, very excited, and I've been looking forward to talking to you. I've been following some of the things you've been saying on Twitter about this season and how you said this is the best season of Big Brother of all time, Shelly.
I know. That was early. That was real early. You know how things change throughout the house? Now I'm throwing shade, and it's been a lot of years since I decided to throw shade, but this year I thought it had a lot of promise, and now it's just, anybody that watched tonight's show, you can see why. I wanted to switch to Wipeout, for God's sake.
Shelly, I heard you were going to watch the VMAs so you could see Ariana Grande perform.
You know, I'm sure that I forgot to record it. You know, it's unfortunate, but there's nothing Grande in my life. Now, I don't even order Grande at Starbucks anymore. It's all tall.
You're on Venti.
I'm on Venti. It's all, no more Grande. Okay. I've had the Grande show all summer long, and I'm ready for it to end.
All right, well, we're going to talk about everything and hear Shelly's take on everything. Let me just set up the show real quick. We're live here on Sunday night. We got the chat room going on, robhasawebsite.com. Also, you could send in your tweets, hashtag RHAP. Scott St. Pierre is monitoring Twitter. Plus, you can also post your comments on our YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube. This Thursday night, we'll be live at the Ontario Improv. I know I was talking to Shelly beforehand. Not Ontario, Canada. Ontario, California, with Shelly's friend, Brendan and Rachel, and we'll be live watching the next eviction this upcoming week, Thursday night. So come out and be there with us live if you're in the Southern California area at 9 p.m. We'll watch the episode, and then we'll do a live Rob as a Podcast. For tickets, go to robhasawebsite.com/Brenchel2, the number 2, or click the banner in the sidebar. Going to be a very fun live show this upcoming Thursday night. All right, Shelly, I see that you are wearing your Big Brother t-shirt tonight.
There you go. Hey, you got to represent. I got a little camo on up here for Donnie, and LSU starts this weekend, baby. You got to be pulling for those Tigers. Go Tigers!
Go Tigers. Okay, so you are Team Donnie all the way.
You know, I am, because I think one of the strangest things I've seen this year is, by far, he's played the cleanest game of anybody that's ever played the game. And I didn't think it was possible. And I honestly don't think there's too many other ways to play Big Brother anymore. There's been so many seasons that every kind of strategy and way of playing has been played out. And every time people play now, it's like, oh, that's Will's game, or that's, you know, Boogie's game, or that's Rachel's game, or that's Brandon's game. And everybody's kind of copied everybody's game or taken little pieces. And Donnie really came in. He didn't have a great social game. I was one of the oldest people in the house, and you either have to kind of hang in and figure out how to hang out with them. And I think Donnie's at the point where he's kind of just like, these kids are all, he calls them morons, but I think he's just had enough. And I think when Zingbot came in, it made him think, wow, my social game is Suck Dynasty, so maybe I ought to up the game. And he did start staying up later and talking to people, but I admire the guy. It's an awkward situation to be in. Anybody that goes in there, you realize it's harder than watching it. And I just think he's such a genuine guy. I know, you know, the chances of him ever winning were very rare, but I like the man, and I like the way he did it. And I think he brought a lot of, you know, kind of in the world we live in right now, you need a little bit of that good stuff. You got the Little League World Series, and then you got Donnie. Life is good.
Well, Shelley, I appreciate you saying that about me. I really tried to play a good game. But Brian, Shelley says that Donnie is playing a very clean game and one of the cleanest games that she's seen. But if you ask the other house guests in the house, would they say that Donnie is playing a clean game?
Well, no, they're going to say that he's been manipulative and backstabbed them all. And this is basically why they want him out. And it's pretty much things that Derek has sown the seeds for that are just coming to fruition now. But at the same time, Derek's going to come into the diary room and say, but no, Donnie's coming after me, so I have to go after him.
Yeah, Shelley, yeah. So what's your take on Donnie? And it seems like everybody in the house has these hard feelings on him because Donnie is, oh my God, he's trying to save himself. What a real jerk this Donnie is.
Yeah, and that's what the sad thing is the paranoia and the, first of all, they don't believe he's a groundskeeper, so that counts against him because they refuse to believe, they really think he's some genius or some NASA biomedical military guy. He's not, so they're giving him more credit there, and then they just think that because he's so quiet that he's going in these dark rooms and talking to people, and he's honestly not doing that, so he's an easy person to cast blame upon. You know, Derek and all of them, he's always been the easy guy. And I think this weekend was probably the first time that I think Derek kind of came to a realization like he really is a good guy and he feels kind of bad and stuff. But I don't understand the hate that Christine has for Donnie. I mean, the man hasn't done anything to anybody. So it just goes to show you that the feeling in the house is so different than what we see. I watch the live feed, so I see how the guy is every minute, just like Brian does. And the guy hasn't hurt a soul. The guy's looked out for everybody. And the thing is, I think one of the things that's hardest is that Donnie has figured them out. And he figured them out early. He knew that Derek was leading the show. Most people will tell you Frankie's leading the show. And he's not. It's Derek pulling the strings. Derek taking every situation. I find it amazing that Derek's like, one of you guys got to go up. One of you guys, hey, somebody's got to go up. But Derek, it's never him. It's always, you got to take one for the team. Just tonight on the show, he's like, if people aren't doing what they're supposed to be doing in the game, we got to get rid of him. And now it's Christine. She's just walking, hanging on. Derek, you haven't won anything either, pal.
Yeah, I thought that was an odd comment that he made where he said to us in the diary rooms, like, hey, if you're not pulling your weight in this alliance, you're going to go home before sooner than others. Meanwhile, Victoria, she's got a fast pass to the final two, but Christine's the one that she's not pulling her weight. It's almost like he's setting us up for, hey, this is why I had to backstab her. She wasn't pulling her weight, but you know, Victoria, don't look at this. Don't look at this. But
yeah,
you know.
it's look at the hand that's over here waving. And then when they did the whole piece on, he's changing his look to fit in. I it's like they're trying to set him up as a mastermind. I mean, that's where the editing comes in, without a doubt. I mean, they've all changed their appearance, but for Big Brother to air how he's changing and shaving his face and he's really a dad, and then he said he's a skateboarder, that's all just made up to make him look like a mastermind for the end.
Well, that's interesting, Shelley, because I feel like he has been a mastermind this season. Do you feel like he's being given too much credit?
No. For game players, he's absolutely the best player in the game. There is no doubt whoever Derek sits next to in the end, he wins. And that nobody, the sick thing is nobody sees it. I mean, how can you be in there and watching him pull all the strings that I don't understand how they don't see it? It's all, we're bros. They don't realize that when they get to five, they have to turn on each other and they don't see the pecking order at all. But without a doubt, when it comes down to game, I will always give credit where credit is due. Derek has been a mastermind in the game. I don't necessarily like his game. It's frustrating for the viewer because no one else is doing anything to make a move. The women were the weakest women I've ever seen in the game. None of them even fought. They just stood back and said, oh, well, okay, we'll let the guys run the show. And, you know, that might just be me because I'm like you. I want to get in there and play and make moves and do stuff. And I don't, it seems like somehow this group was either read the riot act before, like watch what you do, don't get out of control, don't, but nobody will make moves. They're all following one person. And it's the classic saying, just like Cody said tonight, this is what the Alliance wants. Cody won't ever think about the fact, wow, if I keep Donnie and Nicole and get rid of one of them, it could be 3-3, just like Donnie said. But instead, he really thinks that all those other guys are going to keep him, and he's going to be the first guy to go.
I feel like when you play, Chelly, one of the things you were really good at was trying to convince people to do things that maybe might not have been in their best interests. Specifically, I'm thinking of when Kalia was the HOH, and you sort of went up there and totally changed around what she was going to do, right? And right. So what could Donnie be doing differently than what he ultimately did? Is there anything that him or Nicole could have said to Cody to change his mind other than what he did say?
It's a good question. When I was watching Nicole talk to Cody, I kept wanting to say, don't keep saying, well, you know, because you're not taking a solid position. She needed to lay it out for him very clearly and say to him, Cody, if you don't get people to work on your behalf, you are going to go up. Look at it. Look at Derek. Look at Caleb. Look at Frankie. They've all worked together the whole time. They've all been together. They are not keeping you. And he's thinking in the back of his mind, well, I'm solid with Derek. Maybe he should go ask some questions and figure out. No, she never said to him, do you know that he's in an alliance with this person, this person, this person? And it's all been said on several occasions in the house. You have to be able to figure out that people are in more than one alliance. And I think you really have to lay down some serious threats and not be, you know, Donnie's a little too soft sell. Well, dude, you know, I ain't going to be against you if you don't put me up. Why don't you say you're not getting my vote? And I'm going to make sure nobody gets your vote if you don't work to keep me. I mean, give away a ring. Do something. I mean, pull out all the stops. But don't just sit there and they keep all trying to be so nice to say, I won't hate you for it. I won't do anything for it. And I love that he's a kind man. But this is it. This is for the big money. And this is really where it all happens when you get down to this 6, 7, and 8. You've got to make moves and figure out how you can split the house to make yourself come to the top of the pecking order. I don't think Cody realizes he's on the bottom of the pecking order.
Is Cody on the bottom of the pecking order? Because it seems to me like they went about this the wrong way. Like they had the right idea, but they tried to tell Cody that Derek is closer with Frankie and Christine than he is with Cody. And I feel like that's not necessarily the case. I feel like the better argument might have been that Frankie and Christine will come after you guys before we will, which may or may not be the case.
And I agree.
Yeah,
I agree. I think you're 100% right. And anybody that leaves Frankie in the game at this point is crazy. They're absolutely crazy. I mean, he's manipulated, lied. They've seen it. But they are all enamored with, I mean, you're going and you're trying to make a Team America skit or whatever it is. And the skit is to do something actually good. And he wants to turn it into a Broadway play. And they all let him.
Now, is that an actual sanctioned Team America task, this yes. Broadway play?
Well, they get to choose whatever they want to do. They make their own, and then America gets to vote whether it's a good enough task or not to award the money.
What? We're doing it backwards? They're going to make something up, and then we vote yes or no if they should get the money for it?
Yep. Brian's probably seen that, too.
Yeah, Brian, what's going on with that? I know technically about the live feeds, but this isn't anything for the game, right?
Didn't Donnie say that America voted to make this happen? So I'm not sure. I mean, maybe I haven't heard anything specifically saying that it was an actual mission, but maybe I just haven't been watching close enough.
Well, he was in the storage room with Derek and said, we get to come up with a Team America activity. So we have to decide what it is. And if America likes it, we get the $5,000. So he said, why don't we keep Team America together, vote out Nicole, and then we can still get another $5,000. And then they kind of brought that idea up in front of Frankie, and Frankie said, nah, let's do a play. Let's do a musical.
Sure.
And so
because he said he wouldn't save him.
Well, yeah, exactly. So then, I mean, and that's the other thing that if I was Donnie, I would have used is, you guys, we have a chance to make another $5,000 every week. I'm one guy.
Yeah, Shelley, do you know if Donnie gets voted out, does Team America, does Frankie and Derek get to keep going as Team America without Donnie? Or if any of them go out, then that's it for Team America?
That's a great question. I don't know. I don't think they explained or it was so long ago. I have no idea. But I think they should take everybody's money away but Donnie's now that they're done.
Donnie should
and get it. I'm wondering if Team America isn't something where they're doling out this cash throughout the season and maybe they won't have an America's Favorite, because I don't know how America's Favorite could even, if you do it by voters, I don't know how it can be fair.
Well, Shelley, this is something I wanted to ask you about, because I've seen you say on Twitter how you think this is very unfair that they put somebody in the house who is the sibling of somebody who is a big celebrity. I touched on it at the top of the show. Ariana Grande performed the VMAs. Huge, 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 a mega, mega pop star, if you will. And so the fact that her brother is in the house and America is voting for stuff, you've said that this is very unfair.
I believe she's a very talented young lady and beautiful. Seems to be a very kind person, but stunt casting is not, I just think it ruins the Big Brother that the hardcore Big Brother people like. Big Brother before was always just new people that they brought in, interesting casting. And there's always, I think casting always does a great job at putting different people together. The beginning of the season, I thought it was going to be great, but I think a lot of people can say that this season has turned into the Frankie show. Even when you're on the live feeds, most of the time that's all it's on. And I think that the strategy and watching people and learning how different people play, we haven't even gotten to see so much of the other people because they have a, you know, star on there. Now, somebody explain to me why there hasn't been an endurance competition. Not one this season. Is it because there's a contestant that gets really cold because of some disorder they have? Well, I can tell you that there were plenty of us. I can only speak for my season. We had two hanging challenges. And I have 2 steel rods and 6 screws in my back. Those are the worst challenges possible, but there was no holds back for any of us. Any of us. And it just seems like the whole show's been centered around that. Even the editing. He's in the beginning cuts, he's in the end cuts, and I think that Ariana from Nickelodeon and stuff has a lot of young followers and that probably don't even watch Big Brother. But if Ariana goes on and says and puts a tweet out that says, go vote for my brother to win $25,000, all those kids are going to do it. They're going to go and do it. So it's not fair to the Zachs and the Donnies and whoever your favorite is. Everyone should have that chance. And so I'm wondering if they're still going to do that. And I would say the same thing happened on other seasons. I mean, on our season, it was going to be Jeff or Jordan. There is no chance. Mm-hmm. And even in our casting, it is very difficult to play a game with people that have fans, because if you make a move on them or you do something bad to them that their fans don't like, with the adding of social media to the game over the past several years, it becomes a very different game, not only in the house, but outside of the house. And I just think that I kind of just wish I might be the old hardcore Big Brother. I've watched it since Big Brother 1, and I just don't like it when they change it so much that it's not fun anymore. This isn't like when Will and Boogie and them played and they did neat things. It's just not like that anymore. It's all groupthink.
Yeah. Well, Shelley, this is a very interesting thing and not something that we've necessarily talked about too much this season. Now, most fans remember that you dealt with a very hard time when you came out of the house, that you had to get, get through Jeff and Jordan. And there were some very unfortunate things that were going on with some of their biggest supporters. And I don't mean to make it into a laughing matter, because it definitely was not.
No problem.
Yeah. But do you think that this is going to be that this is an issue going on in the back of people's minds? Like even for somebody like a Derek, like boy, if I screw over a Frankie Grande here, am I going to have to get the social media mogul if Ariana Grande says, you know, Derek is a jerk or something like that? I mean, she has 17 million Twitter followers,
right.
You know, this is would be a major, major deal. I mean, this is something that you have to really think about if you go up against this guy, right?
It changes the game completely. I mean, even when Frankie got upset at Nicole on the live feeds, he said, I want all my followers to go after her on social media. That's not a safe thing to do. It is not, because regardless, the people in the game are in the game. And you're going to, 50% are going to love you, 50% are going to hate you. But it is very difficult to come out for any of them and feel like, you know, everybody says you signed up for it, but nobody signed up to just be knocked down to nobody, you know, just to be hated or miserable. And if you have the coping skills, you'll get through it. But if you come out and you're like even a Caleb, and he's a confident guy from the outside, but Caleb, I think on the inside is not a beast mode cowboy. And if he comes out and people don't love him and adore him and the women, he won't, I don't know that he'll know how to adjust, because he will take it very personal. You know, Frankie will probably be able to laugh off anything that comes his way. I think he's going to be a little bit shocked when he gets out that all of America doesn't adore him as he thinks everybody adores him.
Mm-hmm.
I think there will be some jealousy because Zach has a ton of people that love him. And why do people like Zach? Because he was entertaining as anything and he tried to shake things up. And that's what people want. That's what Big Brother's about, is shaking it up and seeing the battles and the strategy. And we just don't get that anymore. We just aren't getting it. And this season, I think, has been, I don't, it's just been, and I've always tried to be supportive of CBS and the things they do, because it's not easy to put on a show, but this year it just seems like it's so predictable. And I used to love to come home and get on the live feeds, and now I get on the live feeds to chat with the live feeders, because they're more fun than watching the feeds. They're awesome, because they're the real fans.
My prediction, here's what I think is going to happen with Frankie. I think like a week or two down the road, I think, Beast Mode Cowboy or something is going to win HOH. Derek is going to get him to put up Frankie and Christine. Frankie is going to end up going home. I think Frankie is going to turn on Derek on social media, talk about, you know, Derek was the bad guy, really vilify Derek. And then I think he's going to make the pivot where try to, you know, capitalize on the Zach thing, get Zanky back together outside of the house.
100%.
One, like, what are you talking about? Me and Zach were Zanky. Hey, remember us? And so
yeah.
The fans are going to like, oh, hey, Zach, you know, we love you, Zach. We want to be with Zach. And then, you know, Frankie's going to be like, tweeting like, hey, Zach, it's me, remember? And so I think he's going to be, you know, switch to riding Zach's coattail in the Big Brother world.
I think you're right. And I think that as many times as Zach went back to Frankie after he got eaten up and spit out, Zach will probably go back to Frankie. Because I think in Zach's heart of hearts, he really believes that Frankie is the nicest, smartest, kindest guy he's ever met. And they did have a close relationship, but I really hope Zach kind of does his own thing and rides his own wings in this, because I think he's a funny guy. But again, I also think it's very important that people on Big Brother, they live the show, they love it. When they get off, they leave it. That you have to do that, or else, I mean, all of these kids still have to go on and find jobs, work jobs. You know, Derek is an officer. Now, he's going to run across somebody out there that's like, dude, you were on Big Brother, you know, and think, oh, you're a liar, cheater. I mean, everything cuts both ways.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, when I got done and I was coming out, I tell my husband this all the time. I think every one of us come out a little bit thinking, oh, America's going to love us because we were who we were. And then you come out to face the reality that they hate you. It is awkward. And you're like, what did I do? Because you know what you did and all the stuff that wasn't seen. You know, the Kalia deal, talking, they never show that because that didn't fit the show.
Yeah.
So they show what they want to show. And these guys, when they go back and watch the show, you know, Zach will be hurt all over again. All of them, Victoria, when she sees some of the stuff they say behind her back, I mean, it's part of the game, but she'll be hurt. And that's just part of it. And you sign that paperwork and say you signed up for it. It's all good. It's all the way it is. And it goes on. So I just wish we could get back to kind of what Big Brother was, where it just everybody played and the competitions weren't so, I mean, I don't think the twist worked well. I mean, the two HOHs and stuff, I think it was to throw the other person out, and it never worked that way. I mean, they've all, and every time somebody's gone back in the house, they go back out within the next 2 weeks. So I don't know, maybe some new twists, maybe no twists, maybe just hardcore Big Brother people that want to come back and play.
Okay, a couple of things, Shelley. We have breaking news. Ariana Grande has won a VMA tonight. Also reported, she did not thank Frankie Grande in her acceptance speech.
Oh, the shadow keeps getting bigger, bigger, and bigger, man. The shadow is cast.
Shelley, how hard is it for somebody who's like an actual grown-up to go into the house and play the game as somebody like, you know, if you're somebody like a Zach or somebody like, McCray or Ian or something like that, you know, you go into the house and it's like, hey, I'm a 20 whatever year old, especially if you're a guy, you know, hey, whatever, I did some crazy stuff on TV. That's all in the past. And now you just go on and then you have the rest of your life. But how much harder is it for somebody who's an actual adult who has a career to go in and play in Big Brother?
I think it's a lot different. I think when you have a career, you have kids, you have a family, you have a lot more to lose. When you're 20 something, you're probably expected that 20 somethings do this kind of thing. And as long as they don't act too bad, they're going to get by. It's not going to be anything bad. It's a fun thing that they did. But as an adult and people like me, it can work in your favor. It can work against you. There's probably some people out there in the world that will always think that I'm a liar, backstabber, loser because of what I did to Jeff. That's just the way that it goes. And when you're 40, 42, 44 years old, it becomes a whole different thing. And I'm very blessed that I was lucky to keep my career and keep going. And I think I had the coping mechanisms to get through it. And the people that were the true fans were right there to boost me up and have been incredible. But I thought social media was engaged in my season. These kids get on the show and instantly they got 65,000 followers overnight, where they had no public audience before. And people are either there to watch them because they love them or watch them because they're a train wreck. And people like to watch drama. All you have to do is watch the news every day and see what makes the headline. It's the drama. It's the fights. It's the battles. And that's what people go on. People may not like Frankie. People may not like whoever, Derek. They will go on there and follow that to see what the train wreck is or if it comes out on top. And I mean, Derek's already said he's going to have a Derek After Dark, you know, or a Derek at Night. Like
another podcast?
Yeah, and it's never going to catch yours, buddy, so you don't even have to worry about it. He's going to have to go hit the beat, you know. But everybody thinks, I mean, come on, everybody tries to do a podcast now, and it's great and it's fun, but there are certain people that do it really well like you, and then there's other ones. I mean, there's podcasts for everything. I mean, if you like LSU, you can go watch that podcast. If you like to ride a big wheel, go get on that podcast. If you want to throw shade at Frankie, go get on that podcast. I mean, there's a podcast for everything. And everybody gets out of Big Brother, and they all of a sudden think, I'm a Big Brother pro. Well, I can assure you I'm not. Yeah. So I enjoy doing shows like yours, but I can never do what you do.
thank you very much, Ellie. But we'll stay tuned for Derek After Dark next season.
Dad, D-A-D. I mean, they've already got their logos done. I mean, come on.
Oh, man. Brian, have you been offered a contract to report on live feeds for Derek After Dark?
No, I don't think that he would come to me for some reason.
We're not letting you go, Brian. We love you right where you're at, buddy.
I appreciate that, Shirley.
All right,
I love it. I love it when Brian comes to our chat room on the live feeds. It's so much fun because it's just neat to engage with the people that get the game. That's where the real gamers are.
Yeah. Well, Shirley, Brian is very upset that Zach went out this week. Were you a Zach fan as well?
I thought he was precious. I did. And I thought even when he was mean to people, he did it in a way that you'd be like, oh, I can take it. He was tough on people, but he is a good, I have to say, good boy. He's a pup, you know, but I think he's a good kid. I love how much he loved his brother. I just think that speaks very well of a young man, you know, and I think his brother has a lot to be proud of and his older brother. And I did like him. I thought he was great. I thought he was great with Julie. He got one of the longest exit interviews I'd ever seen. And I'd like to see him maybe be the new Jeff. Come on and interview people and stuff. Just that young, vibrant.
Shelly, how dare you? How dare you?
I love Jeff. You know, he's a great guy. But hey, everything's got to change. Everything's got to change. We got to. I like the guy. I thought Zach has a ton of personality, and he was a great kid.
Yeah, I did feel like the episode missed him a little bit tonight. I definitely thought there was something missing tonight.
Yeah, he's been the liveliness of it, and you could always count on him just to go off for no particular reason, and it did give us entertainment, and he was funny about it. Everything he did was funny, yeah. And throwing Fruit Loops, and he's just a good kid. I think he's got a great personality, and Zanky, whatever, you know, I can't believe how much of that kind of stuff. Those men are very comfortable. They all love to rub all over each other this season. Well, that is different.
Yeah, because there's very few women in the house.
Oh, come on. You can't get that desperate. They got Christine, for goodness sakes, Victoria.
I don't know. I don't want to touch that one. I don't want.
Yeah, me neither.
Okay. Let's talk about Nicole, who came back into the house. Now, Shelly, in Big Brother 13, you played, and Brendan did get voted out and then came back into the house. He got voted in by America. Are you surprised they did a competition and didn't let America vote on somebody to come back? Because wouldn't you think that they would want to somehow at least let the viewers control it rather than leave it to chance, where we came this close to Jocasta being back in the house?
I think everybody was doing the same thing, going just like she was when she was going to come back. Yeah, I
would have liked
to see a vote. I would have liked to see a vote because that was chance. That was 100% chance. And I mean, I think all of us were saying Jocasta's going back in. It was crazy. And then she started kissing on Nicole. Gosh, she was excited.
Yeah. How about that? Boy, Nicole has now kissed Hayden and Jocasta this season.
She's Nick Hayden-asta. Man, she's got them all.
Oh, my God. Now, Nicole comes back into the house, though, and it's been a pretty anticlimactic return to the house for Nicole. It seems like she certainly can't seem to get anything going. Are you disappointed with Nicole's return so far?
Yeah, it's been uneventful. You know, they shunned her. The Godfather put his ring up and said, gentlemen, kiss my ring. Don't talk to them. Don't be caught in the B room. Don't go in there. Don't do it. And they all, okay, yes, sir. Whatever you say.
You guys, I'm back.
Yeah, it was.
You guys, nobody wants to talk to me, Donnie. Nobody wants to work with me.
and they spend hours saying that instead of figuring out a way to go out and shake it up. You know, and that's just, she's going to probably make it another week. But, you know, it just, I think Hayden would have gone in and tore some stuff up. I was kind of hoping he would get in.
Now, what about the opposite? Why can't Nicole get back together with Christine and Frankie? They, you know, they were working together that week that Zach was going to go out when he was up against Jocasta on the block. Why can't they go back? I mean, Donnie knows enough about what Derek is up to. Why can't they go to Frankie and Christine and say, look, Derek is gonna win the game. Why can't they get that four-person alliance going?
They can't. They just won't. And I think that they see Christine is stuck with the guys the whole time. She's not about to go the other way. And honestly, Christine put Nicole up. Nicole, sometimes your whole attitude is you go in and you're already against that person. You're not changing your mind. You're going in there. She wasn't going to trust her. She put all her faith in Donnie, and Donnie was walking the plank already. So, you know, I think people tend to gravitate to people that they're comfortable with. It's hard to go back into a situation where you've missed, you know, the conversations and the bonding and being a part of the story. And when you're kind of thrown back into the story, it's difficult to really just wedge your way back in. It's an uphill battle. She's a sweet girl. She is I really think she's adorable. And I was wondering if Ian was going to come around because last night they were bagging Ian's game on the live feed.
Who was?
Derek.
You know, I didn't see that
Caleb,
on Twitter.
All of them. They were bagging him.
Do you think, was that strategic on Derek's part to be bagging Ian's game and talking about how Dan should have won because he's playing pretty much the same exact game as Dan from Big Brother 14, and that when he gets in front of the jury, he wants to sort of like brainwash everybody that that is the sort of game that should be rewarded and not vote for the person who's more likable?
I think you're giving him way too much credit because Dan had way more blood. Like Dan said, Dan had blood up to his elbows. Derek hasn't even dipped his fingertips in. Derek's clean. It's going to change without a doubt. And I'm sure he would plan his own funeral or do, but I don't think it was strategic, and other people jumped in on it saying how bad his game was. And I thought Ian did great. Yeah. So I was a little bit surprised to hear that. And it's never good to bag on a winner, especially Ian, because we got his back.
We got his back. We don't appreciate that.
No way. That's our Tulane Terry. Yeah. And we're pushing for Nicole to give him a chance.
Yes, she should give him a chance. She's his.
They would be cute together with both the little glasses.
Yeah. That's, you know, Hayden is going to do fine. He's going to do fine. He doesn't need to, hog Nicole.
No, that's right. They should share. He can pedal the cab with Ian and her in the back.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness. Let's jump around a little bit to tonight's episode. Cody wins the HOH over Donnie. The Cody HOH, you know, I find to be very boring. You know, we went through this earlier in the season where remember the last time Cody was HOH and it was like, I'm going to put up Beast Mode Cowboy, that this guy, I'm coming after this guy. I'm going to make a big move. Ultimately, nothing ended up happening. And then, you know, he was teasing us on the episode. He's like, you know, I don't know. Should I do this, which is something that's going to really, make a big move in this game, or should I do what the Alliance wants? I'm like, I bet I know what you're going to do. And then he ultimately is going to do what the Alliance wants to do. Yeah.
Hey, I've got an impression for you of Cody.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready.
Mm-hmm. 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 Yeah, I'm thinking about that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm. That's all he says the entire time.
Yeah.
Every conversation. That's it. So mine aren't as good as yours, but that's about the summary of his entire HOH.
Shelley, are you implying that Cody didn't get cast on this show for his beautiful mind?
Oh, it was definitely his beautiful body. Definitely.
Whoa.
It's his looks, and everybody keeps saying it. And hey, he is a good looking young man, but He may have a fight on his hand with Tim out there when he gets out of the house. That'll be an interesting meeting.
Yes.
That might make for its own YouTube video.
Yes, it will. It's been also interesting to follow the experience that Tim has gone through, Christine's husband, over the summer. Have you followed any of the things he's said on Twitter and on social media?
I have. I feel really bad for him, actually. I don't know for any spouse. It's hard enough being away from your spouse and watching them, but my opinion, and it's my opinion only, she's a married woman. There's just no need for it. There's plenty of other things to do. I just think it's disrespectful to him. And I've seen his YouTube video where he says, hey, it's the flirting's getting her further in the game and stuff. But I just think there's a certain level of respect you have for your spouse. You don't go climb into bed with another man when you're married, and you certainly don't rub their back and neck and maybe it's the age. I don't know. Maybe because I'm older, I didn't want to do anything to disrespect my husband. I know people always used to laugh because I wouldn't play the games of I never or would you have. I just kind of stepped out. I tried not to make it too obvious, but that's just not something that I think our business at home is our business at home when it comes to that stuff. And I do feel bad for Tim, and it's got to be painful when people attack you. And he's been attacked and he's tried to fight. Now he's gone out and done a YouTube channel. So maybe he'll capitalize on that. And I think probably the smarter move would have just been to step away from the screen and just, I think if you get out of it for a while, people tend to forget you and they'll let go of it. But when you feed that fire, it gets worse. But my thoughts go out to him.
Yeah.
Anybody that's married or has a significant other, you hurt for them.
Yeah, and it sounds like the issue for him is he's not so upset over what is going on in the Big Brother house. I think he's more upset with people who, you know, constantly, you know, harass him on social media about what's going on in the house.
And it's going to happen. And unfortunately, with social media, you know, online, you can be whatever you want. And that includes stupid. So people, you know, you are a faceless person on Twitter, on Facebook, on, you can be whoever you want. So people feel quite brave to write whatever they want. And some people can be very hateful. And I always think about the spouses, even Derek's wife. You know, I feel for them because I know it's got to be incredibly difficult because I know how hard it was for my family. And again, you think about their moms and dads and everybody. That's still somebody's sister, somebody's child, somebody's daughter, somebody's son. And deep down, you don't want them hurt.
Let's talk about a couple of the other house guests that we haven't touched on too much. You know, Victoria, we touched on her very briefly. It really irritated me tonight when Victoria was bagging on Alex, or I'm sorry, or Joey, a.k.a. Alex, tonight when they did the thing about on what day did Joey dress up as Alex? And Victoria got mad that they asked a question about Joey because she said, Joey, who even remembers her? Which I felt like was a real case of the pot calling the kettle out there. Yeah.
That's good. Victoria is just she's very naive. I don't think she's had a clue what's going on in the game. I think deep down she has a good heart, but somehow she feels like, when it comes to exit messages and when she gets in that diary room, that's where she can cast her stones, because it's always stone stuff. It's very rarely anything nice that comes out of her mouth and her exits or anything else. I wonder where that one came from. It's very interesting, the casting of Victoria. She's a pretty girl, but I just don't know if she gets the game.
No, she clearly does.
She does, and I don't. You know, maybe it's. So deep down, it's a deep, dark strategy. None of us know, but I do not even know how that thing happened. I really don't.
How about Beast Mode Cowboy, Shelley? You know, he's somebody who, he looked like he was a shoo-in to go out the door right after Devin. And then somehow he sort of really changed his game around. Maybe it's the Beast Mode ninja in him that he's been able to just completely, that they don't even talk about him as a target anymore. Do you think that he even has a chance to win the game?
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit. Does he what?
Does Beast Mode Cowboy, a.k.a. the house guest formerly known as Caleb, does he have a chance to win the game, do you think?
If he wins competitions at the end, he has a chance. I agree with you that he has changed his game around. His game got a lot better when Amber went out. And I think because he started to focus on the game and not the girl, I think he's actually gotten better. In fact, like tonight when he was jumping around, he was kind of entertaining. I mean, we're looking for any bit of entertainment we can get now. And so you can add third level karate black belt to his NASA astronaut, everything else he's done. I mean, he's got every career in the book now that he's done. But I think he has a chance, but I'd say maybe 20% max. I just don't. I think
that's pretty
that the
good.
Other ones. Yeah, I guess. I mean, in the grand scheme of things. But I think he has a really good chance of going out in the next 2 weeks, unless he wins. And if there's endurance or strength competitions, he could win. But I think it's hilarious how he thought he could win every competition. And now every time he loses, it's like, I could have won that, or I could have done. And now he's just not winning competition. So, you know, I wonder if Cody's going to come on and all of a sudden start winning a bunch of competitions when he hasn't won all season. At the end, you have to win. I mean, I never had a chance because I couldn't win a competition to save my life. And I would have loved it if there was always a second place, because then I would at least had a chance in the battle of the block, because I could have finished first or second to get an HOH. But that was the one thing, is you got to see more letters and more things. They didn't even show Cody's letter today, did they?
Brian, did they show any of Cody's letter?
I didn't think so either, and that's the first time they did it. He didn't read his letter. Which I thought, man, they're getting desperate. The letters aren't even good from family anymore.
It was too boring, Cody's letter?
Yeah, like, son, way to go.
Literally, we are so proud of you, son.
Get home soon. Keep going. you must have won HOH, but they cut that out completely, which was odd.
Yeah. You know, I actually think Caleb is going to be okay here for a little bit, because I feel like that both sides, if you know, after the Donnie and Nicole thing happens, if it's going to turn into Derek versus Frankie, I feel like both of those guys feel good enough about Caleb that neither of them are going to try to make him the target. I mean, who would make Caleb the target out of the final six or seven people that are left in the house?
I for sure think that Derek would put Caleb up, especially when it comes down to the last competitions, because of his strength.
Mm-hmm.
I think Frankie would probably keep him. Victoria would put up Caleb before she'd put up half the other guys.
Okay.
So it'll just be, I think it's so weird because you never know. Now after they get out Donnie and Nicole, then it's a total crapshoot because you got those five guys and Victoria, and you know, I think Derek wants Victoria to go to the end because there it's not even a competition. It's going to be like Gina Marie versus Andy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a downer for fans.
Yeah, well,
I mean, seriously, he doesn't even need to give a speech. That's sad.
He probably should, but he probably could just say, look at this. Look at this, Victoria. Remember, yeah. Victoria? And just like drop the mic and just sit back down.
Now he's got to do it for dramatic effect. The other thing that I can't wait to see how he handles is he has said a million times, after the Frankie announcing himself, I've told you who I was. I am who I am. And he hasn't told anybody he's a cop, so he's lied the whole time too, and he made such a big deal about that. And they don't know what he does.
Yeah. Now, Shelley, did you think about changing your stance on Frankie when you heard that he is playing to build schools in Africa? Has that turned you around to root for him now this season so you can see these schools get built in Africa?
No.
Shelley.
I'm sorry. And the fact that people sit there and get all upset about school. What, isn't it a dance school in Africa anyway?
Isn't it, Brian, is it a dance school or a regular school?
How about no schools? I don't even think you would be.
If it's a dance school.
The kids in Africa that need schools don't need dance schools.
Well, he originally said he was going to use all of his money to do that, and then he walked it back almost immediately and said he was only going to use the Team America money. And now, I mean, do we really expect him to do it? I think he actually said he was only going to use stipend money at one point. So it just keeps decreasing.
The stipend.
He needs the bottom line is the bad thing is everybody's going to hold him accountable to it.
He'll just call Sally Struthers or something.
Yeah, no kidding. He'll just. If they're going to have a charity Big Brother, have a charity Big Brother, but that's not fair to the other people. Again, when you have a bunch of young kids, they're playing for a down payment on an apartment, a car, the basics as they're starting in their life. That's the other thing that's different. Donnie, for him winning right now, even the Team America money and his stipend, you know, I don't have any idea what kind of money he makes a year, but he quit his job. And I hope he gets enough to have maybe a year's salary when he gets out that, you know, he's okay to go find another job. He certainly hasn't done himself any damage to go find another job.
Yeah. Okay, so let's take some questions here with Shelley, and then we'll get into talking about some of the stuff from the live feeds here on a Sunday night. Let's start off here with, this is from Thebes, who says, how does the bashing / personal attacking compare to prior seasons? Worse than ever, or just what happens after 50-plus BB days? Why? And now I think this is sort of twofold, or maybe you could even do it like two or threefold. So there's the personal attacks that go on in the house, where the players themselves do personal attacks against the other players. Then there's also, on the outside, there's the personal attacks that go on with the people who are watching the show about the people that are playing in the house. So, Shelley, what do you think? Has this season, in your mind, been worse than previous seasons, or this is on par?
I think it's on par. I don't think it's any worse, any better. I think online, it's all a matter of what you follow and what you see. We choose to see the bashing we want to see and not see what we don't want to see. I don't follow, you know, somebody told me the other day that Ariana Grande, and I don't know if this is true or not, but that she's had to move or get out of her house because people found out where she lived and they were harassing her at her house. That's ridiculous. That's absolutely ridiculous for that to happen, if it has happened. But I think it's the same. When somebody gets kicked out, the bashing always starts on the people. As soon as they're out, they all bash on them because they're not there. They can't hear them. And I think it's on par. I think it's part of the game, and it's unfortunate. I think it gets worse every year. And with social media, it is what it is. And it's not just Big Brother. You know, from Survivor and everything else, it happens in every show now.
Yeah. It's not as bad on Survivor just because it doesn't play out in real time. But it is, you know, it's unfortunate that goes on. The people in the house, there's nothing really you could do about that. Yep. The stuff on the internet with, you know, the fans talking, the personal attacks, you know, I don't know what you could really do to police that. I don't think that it's really, you know, there's a certain, you know, subsection of the audience that gets into that. I think for the most part, it's not the people that are listening to stuff like this. But
I think the people that listen to this and listen to the really good podcast, they know, and there's a lot more people. I'll tell you what, I'll give credit where credit is due. There are a lot of people that go out there now much more than before and say, come on, it's a game, stop it, you know, and try to stand up and say, come on, guys, it's just a game, and try to. And I think that's great, because there are a lot of good people out there that do try to, or people just walk away from it. You know, there's going to be a subset, like you said, of people that are always going to do it. That's what they live for during Big Brother, and that it's just, you kind of got to deal with it and move on. Yeah. You can always hit the block button.
Okay, let's take some more questions here. This is from Patrick Caro, who says, does Cody realize he can't beat Derek in the final two? Shelly, is that a thought that has crossed Cody's mind?
I think it's starting to. I think it better cross his mind real quick. But I think right now he thinks that it's equal, because he doesn't know everything that Derek's doing behind the scenes. He's blind to that. So I don't, I think he thinks that they could be, you know, Memphis and Dan, you know, cause that's the reference but Cody's never seen the show very much. So he doesn't know. In fact, Derek's lied to him about the way that Dan and Memphis vote. He said, yeah, you know, Dan beat Memphis 5-4. It was a majority, 100%. I think 7-0 or 8-0. It was not 5-4.
Yeah.
So it was kind of funny, but you know, he can manipulate. Cody's a naive kid. He doesn't really know the game. He's just happy to be there.
Yeah. yes. I was gonna go on, but I think you made the point on that pretty well. Mackenzie wants to say, why does Derek continually lie to us? We don't have a vote. He was never going to protect Donnie. Is it because, is Derek lying in the diary room because he wants everybody to like him for when Derek After Dark launches next summer?
Yeah, Derek is 100% plays to the cameras. I think it is so obvious. He's always saying he was building a house out of pixie sticks the other night. And he's like, I know this is boring feeders. And it's not like just the normal feeder talk. He plays in his head, like, I'm going to be nice and I'm going to comfort this person now, because that's what they love that when they see that. And I'll tell you what, lying in the DR and not telling the fans what you're really doing will come back to haunt you. Case in point, you know, the DR can play whatever they want. And everybody always would say to me after, why didn't you tell us what you were doing? And I thought I was, but it didn't come out that way. So that's an interesting situation, and he'll pay for it.
You know, it was interesting also with Derek talking about stuff. I'm trying to find from my notes of what he was saying, but he was talking a lot tonight about how what he wanted to do next. Oh no, I'm sorry. It was Donnie talking about Derek and saying, you know, Derek, he was nice to, he was praying with Jocasta before she went out. He was hanging out with Nicole before she went out. Derek is a good gamer, or whatever he said. But it's, you know, Derek is such a suck up to these people that are going out the door. Like, he makes the plan that's going to send them out, and then he kisses their ass until they go out the door. So they go out like, oh boy, that Derek was a pretty good guy.
And he's just playing for jury votes, and he's the only one that's thinking about it. I mean, Frankie doesn't have a vote in the jury. Christine doesn't have a vote in the jury. I mean, if Derek gets to the final two, it's going to be hands down 100% one way. And if you vote on game, that's the way it is. Now, if anybody starts figuring out and they become bitter like last year, it could be very different. But yeah, he stabs him right there in the back and gets him out of the house and then just hugs him up and makes sure he loves him up and sends him right on their way and they're going to love him on the last night.
Okay. Let's go to Music Fan 07058. Are big alliances bad for TV if they just play Jenga or pool, et cetera, for the rest of BB16? Well, the thing about the big alliance, though, is you would think at some point that the people who are in the alliance of six would say, boy, hey, there's only two spots in the money. Like, we got to figure this out, right?
Right. There's not much more you can say to that. Yeah, it's, and instead they are more wrapped up in being the first group of six, or what they say is five, making it to the final five. You know, Caleb said it, that he says it all the time on the live feeds. You know, this will be the first time in history that five people, dude, who cares? Five
Beast
doesn't
mode
matter.
Alliance.
That's right. Beast mode. And he keeps saying, I started it. And then it was funny because that's pretty much all he did was start it.
Yeah. But you know what, though? That's just Derek like saying to everybody, like, hey, guys, if we could be the first group of five. But Derek doesn't want to go to the five with them. Like, he'll take out all the people that are his threats before he gets there and then get all these other people thinking like, yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to make history. We're going to be top five, baby. And then, but that's not what Derek wants to do.
No, and he's figured it out that that's how they are, is that they're playing the emotional, we're going to stick together, guys, and Derek is right behind him going, oh, go ahead, boys, because I'm going to pick you up. And that's why he's a good game player. You got to give him credit.
He's been, you know, he is a giant among men and women in the house this season.
Got to give him credit.
We have to give him all the credit in the world. He's played a really fantastic game. If he can win, I think he's right up there with Will and Dan. He's just been not good television to watch.
Right, and I've even said on Twitter, I think he's better than Dan.
What?
Honestly, the way I do.
How dare you, Shelly?
Yeah.
First, you said Zach should replace Big Jeff. Now you're saying Derek is better than Dan. Where do you get off?
No, I'm just saying that when you look at how Derek did it without hurting a lot of feelings, he played it very well. He has not got people going into that jury that are very angry with him. The first time Dan played, brilliant. I'll give him all the credit in the world. The second time, it was almost, in my opinion, and I would lost. So who am I to say?
Yeah.
But he just did it in a different way. And I think that Derek has been able to manipulate it in such a way that he can look really good to the jury, whereas Dan had an uphill battle.
Yeah. No, he's been really fantastic. And when we criticize Derek, you know, it's more has to do with, you know, him not being an entertainer, I guess. And we love Zach, who was entertaining and probably pretty lousy at the game. So it just goes to show you what we care about. Entertain us, house guests.
People want to be entertained.
Yes, please
they
entertain
want
us.
Be a gamer and be entertaining.
Yes.
And then we get what we want. And, you know, we're picky people. What can we say?
But that's what I loved so much about Dr. Will.
He's the best ever. No one will ever, ever be at the level that guy was. And I admire, and nobody can play his game again. Many try to duplicate it. Zach tried to duplicate it. And it just, Will was brilliant. And he will always be kind of the grandfather of the game. He will be remembered in Big Brother always as a brilliant game player. And there's been other good game players. Don't get me wrong. The Janelles, the Dans, there's been a lot of good, but Will's just a master of the game.
Yeah. Okay, let's do one or two more questions, and then we'll get into live feeds. Mr. Air Sonic says, do you think they purposely cast mellow people because they didn't want to recreate season 15? Shelly, is there anything to that they cast people who were more laid back because they didn't want to have any other incidents like Big Brother 15?
I think so. I think 100%. I think they cast a bunch of very happy, nice, look at the beginning of the season. Everybody was like, this is going to be a great cast. Young, attractive, very accepting of everything, very good. And I think they are all good people, but it's without a doubt, they did not want another 15.
But Beast Mode Cowboy seems like the outlier on that though.
I think he has probably a good heart. I think the whole thing with Amber, my opinion, that was awkward, and I think it blew up her game. You know, I thought it was pretty unfair. Her game got busted up a little bit by a guy being obsessed and going back and forth. Yeah, let's get her. Oh, let's keep her. Oh, I mean, that was bad.
Can you believe, though? Imagine if I said to you, like, week three, I said, okay, Shelly, in week 10, somebody's going to be here and somebody's not. Caleb or Amber. Who you got?
Caleb.
You would all the way in week three, you thought Caleb would have been?
Oh, no, not week three. I would have thought Amber. She was awesome.
Yeah.
No, for sure.
Seems like she's gonna be a floater. She's gonna go all the way to the end. I can't believe that he's there. And
Shane changed after she left, but that girl still better hide when he gets out.
She shouldn't be flattered that he's still thinking about her.
I don't know, but I'll tell you what, the coolest thing, the one thing about Caleb that I'll absolutely get him watching him cut hair with scissors, like he doesn't hold scissors like normal people do. Did you happen to see on the live feeds him cutting everybody's hair?
Brian, you see that?
No, I didn't see that. Actually.
Oh my God, you guys missed it. You got to go back and watch Barber Caleb. He doesn't, you know how most people cut like this?
Yeah.
He puts his scissors on fingers down and is like, tuk, tuk, tuk. He like the scissors point down and he cut all of Zach's hair. And the meticulousness that he did it, he's got a future in being a hairdresser.
He's like Edward Scissorhands.
It was. That's exactly what it was like, but it was entertaining to watch, and he was so into it. It's hilarious how they all shave each other's faces. I don't know. I was like, wow.
All right, one more question. We'll get into the live feeds. Call Me Cries says, what do you think it will take for the other players to realize Derek's on a straight route to the finish with Victoria? Yeah, at some point when, you know, somebody gets HOH and it's like, hey, let's vote out Victoria. And Derek's like, no. We got to say, no, she's not a threat. Like, how far down do we have to get until they realize that Derek's trying to get to the end with Victoria?
There'll have to be an intervention.
a zing-tervention or an intervention?
A zing-tervention, a production-vention. Somebody's got to say, yo, wake up. You know, maybe a Pandora's box. Something's got to happen. They don't see it. So I don't see him figuring it out. I really don't.
Okay, let's get into let's talk about what's going on the live feeds. Of course, we try to keep the first half of the show safe for everybody and not talk too much about the live feeds. All right, so this is a spoiler section. If you are afraid of the live feeds, you can leave now. All right, you're now in a spoiler zone. Okay, Brian, update us on the lack of updates for the last couple days.
Well, Cody has won the power of veto, which and the comp was stay or fold. He ended up, I guess he chose Donnie and Nicole to go to that Scorpion viewing or whatever.
Yep.
But I'm
new
not
hit
sure.
CBS drama, Scorpion?
Yes. Yeah. We saw a commercial during this episode, in fact.
Yes.
That show looks so good.
Yeah, it does look interesting. They didn't want anybody to go watch Stalker, the other new CBS drama.
It was too close to home.
Too close to home. all right, so Caleb was won the power of veto. Any serious consideration to do anything with the veto?
No, Cody has won the power of veto. Would assume that Cody. It would depend on whether or not Derek decides he wants to take out Christine or not. I think that's what he's been talking about, right?
Shelly, how much is this actually being considered?
For backdooring Christine?
Yeah.
Not much, right?
No, it's not going to happen.
Okay. All right. So
you got to remember, Cody's talking big moves, but he won't make a big move.
But isn't that Cody's game?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So then the nominations are going to stay the same. Donnie and Nicole on the block this week. So is it written in stone Donnie is going to be the one to go home, Shelly?
Yes.
Oh, boy. All right. Donnie goes home. All right. So other than the vote, and you think there's any chance for him to be able to shake things up?
I hope he does. I really hope he does. But last night on the live feeds, Derek told him, Donnie went to him and said, hey, usually you encourage me or say, hey, you're safe, buddy. Don't worry about it. I got you. And that's what they got in a conversation. And Derek said, I think you're in trouble this week, buddy. And that's when Derek started crying. After he finished talking to Donnie, he started crying. And then Victoria walked in and he said, he really is a good guy. And he said, I feel so bad because he's just a man and he's standing there and man to man. And I feel, and he got choked up for a while. So, and I don't know if it's, I'll give him credit that it's just, he literally felt bad. But I think Derek was a little bit homesick last night and a little bit emotional, but he was pretty choked up for a while about that whole deal.
Yeah. Derek's a sensitive guy.
Yeah, you know, I guess so.
Yeah. All right, so let's talk about Victoria, because there was a lot of drama pertaining to her over the weekend. Brian, some people thought Victoria might have been pulled out of the game over the weekend. What is the condition of Victoria, and what is the latest of her problem with her teeth?
Well, she was complaining about wisdom teeth pain. She was found by Nicole, passed out or laying in the bathroom floor by the toilet. The feeds were cut. She was taken into the diary room where she was given an IV. I'm not sure what an IV has to do with tooth pain. It seems more like to me that she may have had a hydration issue. However, I'm not a doctor, so I can't really tell you.
All right. So, Shelley, were you concerned about Victoria might having to be medevaced out of the game?
No. I was kind of thinking, man, Donnie got his save. But no, and the funniest thing is her face was swollen because of the wisdom teeth. And they were calling her chipmunk or something. But her biggest worry is not that she passed out or that her foot went in the toilet. Her biggest issue is that she looks bad on TV and that her family would have to see her in this type of condition. That her face being swollen is the worst thing that's happened in the house.
Oh, Victoria.
See, she looks just like this.
That's a pretty good impression. That's two impressions you did now
in
this
show.
That's
two in one night.
Cody
that's
and Victoria.
Yeah, right.
Okay. All right, Shelly, you talked about it before, the Team America task. What exactly are they doing with making up this, what is it, Broadway?
I think Franken came up with the idea that they would do a play. That's all that I've figured out so far, is that he said, let's do a play, and they were each going to play a part of an evicted house guest. So get ready for the play starring Frankie.
Brian, do you know about the play? When is the play going to happen?
It's supposed to happen tonight on After Dark.
You know they don't do it till they have cameras. You know he's going to say, production, are you ready? Are you in place? Like the Ariana Grande announcement is production, are you in place? Are you ready? And so it'll be the Frankie show.
If they allow us to choose whether or not they get paid, I mean, I think I'm on team like stealing food and textbooks from children.
Hey, there's already a hashtag vote no. Vote no show. So vote no if they do a Broadway play. We're voting no.
But could you imagine, though, if they have a vote and they're like, okay, come up with a task and then we'll show it to America and then America decides if this was good or not. Frankie puts everything into this Big Brother Broadway production and then America votes and says, no, we didn't like it. Could you imagine what this would do to his game? He would unravel if he thought that he made a Broadway show and the viewers said they didn't like it and voted for them not to get the money. He would be devastated.
He would be devastated, and so would Derek, because Derek keeps saying America chose us. We're the chosen ones. They love us. They love us. They love us. Well, that was week one. And it would devastate all of them, and I think they would get a pretty good clue at that point if it was know that, oh my gosh, you know, maybe they don't like us very much. I mean, Frankie might have another meltdown.
He might self-evict if he finds out.
He may be running for the wall, baby. It may be done. And I think that there'd be a bunch of people on the other side of the wall going, jump, jump, jump.
You know, there's been some, as we're live tonight, I've been seeing a little bit in the chat room and on social media, allegedly somebody with a bullhorn yelled, like said something outside the house that Frankie is the saboteur. Shelly, you're nodding. You've seen this?
Yeah, there's a Dropbox link that's out there. Somebody yelled over the fence, and I'll just say this. They said that they loved Zach. And the other things, they did not love the other people, and it was against Frankie. If you go on Twitter, I'll retweet it out, but there's a Dropbox. Somebody recorded the sound, and it was not very nice stuff to Frankie, and that they love Zach.
Now, is this from tonight, or this is from...
Oh, no. The only one I've heard was the one from, I think, a week ago.
Yeah, that I'm seeing some people, some tweets that this happened again tonight, that somebody yelled,
"Ooh,
Frankie is the saboteur."
I hope so.
Was it you, Shelly? Did you put somebody up to it?
Yeah, I am out of Louisiana. I am really in L.A. and I'm standing in Studio City with my bullhorn, and I'm out there and I'm yelling over the. I'm doing anything I can to help our boy.
You didn't send Josie over to Studio City. Say, Frankie is the saboteur.
She would do it too. That's the best part. She would do it. She'd be all over it.
I would never get anything grande, even at Starbucks.
I know. We laugh about it because I take Josie to Starbucks before school, and she gets her little non-caffeinated drink, and I get mine, and we always say that now. No grandes. We don't say that word.
No grande. All right. Let's take a couple of the questions. Brian, anything else from the live feeds?
Nothing in particular, no.
Okay. All right.
Shout out to our room, the BB15 room. Right, Brian?
Exactly.
Those guys are great. I love all my peeps in the room. They're awesome people.
Okay.
You don't need to hang out again.
All right, let's take a couple of things from Kyle Hand. And Kyle says, I feel like the edit didn't fairly show how many times Derek said, period, I'm the beginning of the episode. So, Brian, do you feel like they underreported how many times Derek said, period?
Oh, I mean, I don't really understand this question. I'm not trying to be offensive, but
I didn't really either. I was hoping that you could make sense of it.
I mean, it may be something that he's saying over and over and over again, but at the end of the day, it's not as bad as some of those kind of comments, right?
At the end of the day.
Yeah. All right. Rob's Taboo Buzzer says, can you ask Shelly why there are no smokers this season? Can anyone really trust a non-smoker?
Hey, I love that question. I think it's good. I think it actually sends a good message. Again, I would say that if I regretted anything on my show, it was doing that on TV. Oh, awful to watch back. So I think it's been kind of nice, but I do think that the more bonding happens out on that couch. They don't sit there and bond on the couch like the smokers do. So, but I think it's sending a nice message.
Yeah. And you can watch Big Brother After Dark and find out about e-cigarettes. Because that's all they promote on the commercials.
I guess they do. Oh, yeah, that guy that smokes that blue thing.
Jenny McCarthy, yeah.
Oh, that's right. Yep, you're right. Okay. I don't pay attention to the commercials. Gosh, even the live feeds at night, that After Dark is boring.
Okay, let's do a few more questions here. This is from Taboo Buzzer again. He's on fire. Can you explain the difference between Jeff Probst banning Survivor Twitter and BB courting social media? Not to go too far off the topic, this question is about, I guess, over the weekend, Jeff Probst tweeted something that implied that they are shutting down tweeting for the contestants that are going to be on Survivor 29 and 30, whereas Big Brother has really embraced the social media and putting the tweets of the former contestants on the show and are really, embracing it with open arms. I think the big difference is, Survivor happens in the past, and then people try to read into the tweeting, and that's why it happens. But Shelly, do you have any thoughts on how Big Brother has incorporated social media over the last couple seasons?
I think it's fine. The things they put up there are 3-word tweets, and I think it's fine. I see what you're saying about Survivor because they are actually out of the game at that point, so it makes sense.
Now, Shelly, more importantly, have you responded to Julie Chen's challenge to do the ice bucket challenge on Thursday night?
You will have to see very soon, very soon.
Oh, my God.
But absolutely, I am a big proponent of that charity anyway. One of my dearest friends that was a mentor of mine died of ALS. And so it is an absolute pleasure to give money and support the all of the people with ALS. Plus, I work in baseball, And Lou Gehrig, obviously, outstanding baseball player and a legend. So I think it's neat how much press it's given the gentleman that started it. And, you know, it was nice to see Julie do that. Like it or not, that took a lot of guts for her to do that on national TV with that cold water. And I thought that was really cool that she did it. When her husband runs the network, I guess they can do, you know, whatever they need to do. But I thought it was a great way to do it. And Josie had done it and we challenged the house guests. I thought it would have been really cool for them to dump on all the house guests for ALS and maybe do one night, a donation night for ALS and really capitalize on it. I thought that would have been cool.
Yeah. I mean, between the Zach interview and the Ice Bucket Challenge, this was the most animated we've ever seen Julie Chen in the history of Big Brother.
She really was animated and she was happy and she seemed to really enjoy, you know, Zach. You could tell that she really liked Zach. I think you get a good read on Julie when people come out of the house. You can tell whether she likes them or not.
Yeah. All right, let's do two more questions. This is from Michael Pierce, who says, spoiler question, is there any chance of Cody using the veto on either of the nominees? All right, what if he thinks Frankie's the saboteur?
Hey, we'll take anything now. Everybody go to the wall. Everybody start yelling stuff over the fence. Let's do whatever we got to do, people. We got to go do it. You can do it. Do it.
A thousand Cody, things will be yelled over that wall, and not one of them will be as a cop.
Cody, we literally want you to use the veto this week, Cody. Please. Literally. Do it.
Cody, you have no chance of winning unless you use the veto. Derek is a cop. He is a cop. I think it's great. I think it's great that people figured out how to go and do that. I can't wait to go and find it. It's funny what kind of excitement we're looking for now.
Yeah.
Seriously, we're looking for bullhorns over the fence.
Flash mobs with bullhorns.
Yeah.
Flash mobs.
Flash mobs. Hey, Frankie will do a flash mob when he gets out. You watch.
Yes. Oh, boy. Brian, is it true? I read on an update, Frankie was flashing some of the other house guests the other day. Is that right?
He pulled a sack out to prove that his testicles were bigger than lemons.
There you go. There you go.
Oh, that's awful.
When life gives you lemons, Brian, you make lemonade.
But not most from people, Frankie's most, testicles.
Yeah, most people make lemonade. He whips them out. Not normal. You don't want to see your lemons. They're not grande. Nothing good about that. No bueno.
It's a lemon party in the Big Brother house. All right, last question.
No.
Mark Tara says, is there anything Donnie can do to expose his game, expose Team America, or is it too late for him? Shelley, can Donnie save himself by exposing Team America, not unlike how Frankie exposed his lemons?
I'd bring out every lemon I could, and I would tell him right there, if I was Donnie, I'd expose his own lemons and at the same time say, these two and these are on Team America. And let them know that they've been getting paid. If he's going out, if he lets them know they're making bank, things will change. And I would have used that at this point. I would have used it. I would have exposed it to stay in the game to win $500,000. If Donnie makes a big move like popping out lemons and exposing Team America, God, he is going to be loved forever. Forever.
All right. I think on that note, let's start to wrap things up. Shelley, fantastic job once again. 3 years running. Fantastic appearance on Rob Has a Podcast. You were great here. You're going to be great on Derek After Dark next summer as well. Really, really can't wait.
never. But thank you, guys. I think you and Brian are awesome. I enjoy doing your show, and I appreciate you always including me. It's very nice.
Well, it's a highlight of the summer now for everybody where you come on. We got so much praise before the show even happened tonight, and I'm sure we'll get lots of great comments afterwards. All right, follow Shelley on Twitter as well, especially if you're not one of these people that are the haters on Twitter, at Shelley Moore BB13, right?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes. So follow Shelley on Twitter. Looking forward to hearing what she has to say. And what's the chat room that you go in if people want to chat with you and they watch the live feeds?
It's BB15.
BB15. There you go.
Yeah. Really, really original.
BB15 named after...
What is it? I think it's... That's really great. It's always the first one on my chat room. But it's all the ones with all the great people like Baby Cakes and Whimsy and KTW and Pinky and Joni Loves Vito You Bugs and Archer. shout out to all of them. I love them. They're awesome and they're a blast.
Yeah. I was going to say that is the BB15 chat room the one you go in is to say all the offensive remarks? Is that where you go to BB15 chat room?
Our chat room is really nice. We don't get too offensive at all. So it's pretty good. It's probably all the people like me. I don't want to say the older people because we're all young at heart, but I enjoy the room. And we just have a great time talking about the game. And we serve drinks in our room. So join us.
Whoa. All right. Well, tweet to Shelly and she'll tell you what the right room is for that. All right. So Brian and I are going to be back this upcoming Wednesday night, 9:15 p.m. Eastern to recap the Wednesday edition. And then Thursday, of course, we will have the live show at the Ontario Improv with Brendan and Rachel. If you're in the Southern California area, hope you can make it out for that one. That's going to be starting at 9 p.m. Pacific. And then we'll have the podcast up for you guys the next morning. So very, very busy week coming up again here on Rob Has a Podcast. We're hoping to get some more Survivor news to talk about. Hopefully we may have some something break on Survivor 29 this week. Over the weekend, I spoke with my good friend Kaz Kozdrowski. We did a epic twistery podcast, Shelley. We talked about the good and bad of all of the major twists in Survivor history.
I saw that, and I loved the picture that was on the front of that podcast. It was cool.
Of Twister?
Yeah.
Yes. So
good job.
It's the twistiest summer ever. We were talking about twists on Survivor, too.
Well, that's good. I'm surprised Beast Mode isn't planning on getting out of the house and going right on Survivor. He's talked about it the entire time. So I expect to see him on Survivor, The Bachelor, Housewives of some city. So it'll be good.
Yeah, can't wait. All right. Have a great night, everybody. Love to hear what you think in the comments as well. And we'll talk again soon.